Fibber McGee and Molly. Fibber McGee and Molly, with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Circus Day in Westville Vista. And Circus Day anywhere means that parking places are at a premium. If you have any regard for your fenders, you pay the premium. Like Fibber McGee and Molly.
What you charge to park here?
$1.50, mister. Mm. Only 2 spaces left, so we can just get your car and 4 others in.
Better take it, dearie. This is as close as we'll ever get to the circus ground. And the parade goes right past here, you know.
Okay. Here you are, Buster.
Thanks, mister. Take this card, too. My brother runs a fender and body works, and he'll take the dents out of this car for you cheap.
There aren't any dents in it.
You're new here, ain't you, lady? All right, folks. Plenty of parking space. Park right here.
Come on, Molly. Let's get a good place at the curb so we can see the parade. I want to be able to wave if I see any of my old pals from the circus.
My goodness, Jerry. I didn't know you had any circus friends.
Oh, my gosh, kiddo. Show business is show business. Lots of the people I and Fred Nittany knew in vaudeville have went into circuses.
Whatever became of Fred Nittany? Last I ever heard of him, he was talking about opening a restaurant.
Yeah, all actors talk about owning a restaurant, Snooky. They like to be close to the groceries. But I don't know where old Fred is now. He tried... Oh, hi there, old-timer.
Hello, Mr. Old-timer.
Hello there, kid. What you doing out here? On the street?
Waiting for the parade, old-timer. Then we're going to the circus, mostly on Molly's account. Old stuff to me, of course. Been on the stage most of my life. I was 37 years old before I ever went in the front door of a theater.
Must have been a long line ahead of you. What's this playing there, dearie?
Speaking of long lines, daughter, that's where I come from. Of circus folk.
Yeah?
Ever hear of Madame Van Dyke, the bearded lady?
Oh, sure. Know the name well.
Well, kids, that was Papa. Uncle Cyril was a daredevil.
Daredevil?
Used to shoot him out of a cannon twice a day. They didn't put enough gunpowder in one day, and Uncle Cyril lost his job for turning up half-shot.
My interesting family.
You think that's interesting, daughter? Well, let me tell you about Grandma.
Grandma?
My grandma was the first woman fire-eater in the circus.
Wow.
Sylvia Stromboli, the lady volcano she was billed as.
How did her dentist bill himself? Dr. Cinder, the ember to remember? I'm sorry.
You should be. Well, sir, Grandma was a very talented woman, kid.
Yeah?
She could drink a cup full of naphtha, strike a match on her teeth, and broil a T-bone steak at 50 paces.
Must have been a popular girl at Weenie Roast.
I guess you just got to have a flair for that sort of thing.
Well, Grandma had a kid. Come in very handy during the wintertime. Grandpa used to set her in the fireplace, touch her off, and she'd keep a 5-room house very comfortable all winter long.
What did they do at night? Shut her off or bank her?
Strange you should ask that, daughter. Grandpa was just fixing to fit her with a thermostat when the accident happened.
What's the accident? She get put out about something?
No, Johnny, she got a hold of some bad benzene, and when Grandpa started to kiss her goodnight, she got a bad case of the hiccups and set fire to the finest handlebar mustache east of the Rockies. He was so burned up, he stormed out of the house and got a divorce on grounds of lip arson.
Well, where is he now?
Well, sir, he changed his name to Billy Mills, got a job leading the band in a circus, and here he comes now. Hiya, Grandpa. Grandpa, it's me.
Thank you.
McGee?
Oh, yeah, in a way. But when you've been in show business as long as me and Fred Nittany was... You remember me speaking to Fred Nittany, the fellow from Starved Rock, Illinois, that I and he were in vaudeville together for so long ago.
Yes, yes, I do, dearie. Mm. Though I haven't heard you mention his name for at least 5 minutes.
Any kind of show business always reminds me of good old Fred. Fred was the kind of...
Yeah! What on earth was that all about?
Oh, there's always pickpockets in the crowd like this, you know. I keep a loaded mousetrap in each pocket. When you've been in show business as long as... Oh, hey, look, one of the elephants has got loose.
Where?
Right over there with him. Oh, no, that's Doc Gamble. Hi, Fatso.
Hello, Dr. Gamble. Taking in a few of the concessions?
Yes, and vice versa. But I was called out here on an emergency case.
Yeah?
It seems the India rubber man sat on a hot waffle iron and gave himself a retread. Having fun, children?
Oh, yes, indeed, Doctor. McGee explains everything to me. He knows all about circuses because he had an act in vaudeville once, you know.
Yes, I heard about his vaudeville act.
Ever play Petoskey, McGee? That the one where the deuce is wild and you can't melt and you get seven of a kind?
No, dearie, that's Canasta.
Oh.
Petoskey's a town in northern Michigan.
Oh, Petoskey. Oh, sure. Me and Fred Nittany played there. That's where our act busted up one winter, and Fred organized a ski meet. Yep, had a great slogan, too. There's no business like snow business. But Fred was a great one to let things
look,
slide.
Look, McGee. I'd like to stand here and let you bore me with your dull past, but I've got to get over to the fat lady's tent.
Oh?
Somebody told her she had 7 toes on her left foot, and she wants me to check up.
Why doesn't she look at them herself?
She hasn't even seen her knees for 20 years. She weighs 412.
412? How'd she ever get so fat, Fat?
Same way anybody does, Sonny. She just kept saying, I'm going to start my diet tomorrow. Well, enjoy yourself, children.
Yeah, okay, you too, Dad. Bye. Remind me to start my diet tonight, McGee. What do we do now?
Well, let's go get our tickets for the big tent. Show won't start for an hour, but if we have our tickets...
A simple but baffling bit of legend domain which can be performed in your own home. Now, I'll need a volunteer from the crowd to assist me. How about you down there, the lady with the bat-eared husband?
He means you, Molly.
Well, I don't know, sir.
It won't be any trouble at all, madam. Just stand right where you are. Hold up your purse, please, madam, where everyone can see it.
All righty.
Oh, hang on to it tight, kiddo. This may be a trick.
I've got it.
All right, now watch me closely, ladies and gentlemen. I have in my right hand here an ordinary square of cotton cloth, slightly dampened. And in my left hand, a little plain old wisp of Vista mud.
Which one is it?
I simply pass the damp cloth over the dirt, and presto, el spramo gesundheit. The dirt has disappeared.
Yeah.
And now, you had a question, brother?
Yeah. Where are the dancing girls?
All over the United States and Canada, brother, because women everywhere dance with joy when they hear about this great money and labor-saving offer. Now, if you'll just step inside...
Hey, that was quite a trick, Molly. Well, come on, let's go over and watch the monkey. Fred Nittany and me had a monkey in our act once that could do much.
Well, you go ahead, dearie. I want to throw rings at the canes and try to win a prize.
Okay, Cutsy. But I warn you, you can't win. A lot of these games are gimmicks, you know. But if you want to throw your dough away, you'll find me over at the monkey cage.
All right, kitty.
I wish old Fred Nittany was here. He'd get an awful kick out of this. I wonder what old Fred's doing now. I owe the monkey.
Hi, Nessie.
Oh, hi, kitty. Yeah. You enjoying yourself?
Sure I am, I bet you.
Good.
Me and Willie Took, we've been in all the sideshows, and we went in the animal tent, and we saw the hippopotamuses and the rhinoceroses and the zebras,
yeah,
and the giraffes, and Mr. McDowell from the Third National Bank, and the laughing hyena.
What was the hyena laughing at?
Mr. McDonald.
That I can understand. Well, where are you going now, sis?
I'm going down the Midway here and see my Uncle Paul.
Oh?
He's got a booth here, and maybe if I'd be real quiet, he'll let me watch him paint a jip.
Do what? Paint a jip?
Sure. My daddy says Uncle Paul is one of the biggest jip artists in the world.
Come on, Jimmy. So long, sis. Don't take any wooden popcorn. Oh, hi, Molly. Well, how much did you get took for this time, Tootsie?
Oh, just $1.50, dearie, but I want a Cupid doll.
A Cupid doll for $1.50? Now, I warned you. My gosh, $1.50 for a 20-cent plaster doll. What's that stuff?
Well, these are the other things I want for my $1.50.
Oh?
Camera, Navajo blanket, an electric razor,
huh?
And an ashtray, and a pair of field glasses.
Ooh.
Oh, yes, and 12 pounds of candy.
I'll bet it's cheap candy, too. You can't win on them things. Come on, let's buy our tickets for the main show before it gets too crowded.
All right, dearie, whatever you say, you know show business.
You betcha. Hey, me being in show business, I ought to get a cut rate on these tickets, Molly. Hey, bud, we want a couple of tickets. I'm McGee of McGee and Nittany. Snappy songs, do what he sings. You give courtesy to actors?
Very little, sir. I've always found him a rather rowdy lot myself.
No, no. He means, sir, that he's an actor. Or was. He says so. There was quite a bit of discussion about it, but they never proved that he wasn't, and will you give him a cut?
Well, that seems a little drastic, madam. Why don't you just belt him one with your Cupid?
Okay, bud, skip the cut rate idea. Sell us a couple of good seats, will you?
And hurry, please. I've been looking forward for a long time to coming to this circus, and I might add, with great gusto.
Well, 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 so you, sir, are the great gusto. I've seen your act in Vaudeville hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah, but now, but look here,
and you, madam, are, I presume, Mrs. Gusto?
No, no, sir, I'm Mrs. McGee.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. McGee, but did you ever see the great Gusto's act in Vaudeville? Oh, he was marvelous. What illusion.
Now, just a minute now, boy. I think you're confused.
No, I'm Prentwhistle, Mr. Gusto. Oh. Bascom W. Prentwhistle. And on behalf of the circus, I'd like to present you and your daughter, Mrs. McGee, with two complimentary tickets.
Reserved?
Well, ordinarily I am, yes. But on occasions like this, I get quite emotional, Mr. Gusto.
Yeah.
Oh, your magic act was one of the finest.
Now, wait a minute. Let's get this straightened out. His name is not Gusto. His name is McGee.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your name was McGee.
It is.
What became of the great Gusto? Did he do his great disappearing act for us? I'll swear I was looking right at him. Gad, what a marvelous illusion. And you, sir, what can I do for you?
My name is McGee, and I want...
Oh, yes. Your husband just arrived, Mrs. McGee.
Huh?
Oh, you should have been here a moment ago, sir. The great Gusto was here and did one of his great illusions for us. Disappeared right before our eyes.
That isn't the only good trick he did. He left his complimentary tickets in my husband's hand.
Yeah, right here.
Ha-ha. Well, sir, if the great Gusto wanted you to have them, sir, you are certainly welcome to them. We merely require that you pay the nominal service charge. What was that again?
Service charge.
Oh, I thought I said that.
Yeah.
I am?
Yeah.
I thought I was Gusto.
Oh, no.
We merely require that you pay the nominal service charge and amusement tax.
That's it.
That'll be, Let's see, that'll be $14.90.
Heavenly days, Mr. Prent Bascom.
A whistle. No. No, I meant my name is Prent Whistle.
Oh.
Look, but I...
Move along, folks. Huh? Now, next, who is next in the line? You, sir?
No, I've been here all the time. My name is... Oh, skip it. Come on, Molly.
The King's Men and Hoop-de-doo.
Hoop-de-doo. Troubles are true. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-dee. This kind of music is like heaven to me. and the music is like heaven to me. Hoop-dee-doo, hoop-dee-doo, it's got me higher than a car. I'm in clover, I'm in bloom, when I dance and give me room. Hoop-dee-dooing it with all of my might. Rain may fall and snow may come, but nothing's gonna stop me from hoop-dee-dooing it, hoop-dee-dooing it tonight.
Well, the guy says it starts at 2:15, but that's just to get you in there so you can buy programs, whips, and balloons, and candy, and get gum on your shoes and your hair full of sawdust. We still got time to see some more sights,
well,
though,
tonight. Well, hello there, Molly. Hello, McGee. Having fun?
Oh, hello there, Mr. Mayor. Yes, yes, we are. Lots of fun.
Hi, Latrivia. Lots of fun. What you doing? Collecting the poll taxes for the tent poles?
I'm here, McGee, in what I consider the best interests of the taxpayers.
Good for you, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, yes. I felt so tired today that I knew if I did any work, I'd louse it up. So, I came to the circus.
I see. It's lots of fun.
Yeah. Besides, I have a great interest in the entertainment business.
Ah, yes. We know. We've met her.
Yeah, nice girl. Where is Fifi Latrivia?
I was not referring to Miss Tremaine.
Oh.
No. But I have a morbid interest in giraffes.
Giraffes? Oh, do giraffes fascinate you, Mr. Mayor? Why?
Because, being a politician myself, I'm always amazed how any living creature can stick his neck out that far without uttering a word.
Well, personally, Latrivia, I like circuses because I'm an old showman myself, you know. Had a vaudeville act with a fellow named Fred Nitney from Starved Rock, Illinois. He and
yes,
I did some...
yes, yes, I know, I know. Greatest act vaudeville ever produced.
My gosh, where'd you hear that?
From you.
Oh.
At least 100 times.
A modest estimate, I'm sure. Oh, do you have to go, Mr. Mayor?
Yes, yes, I do. I'm going over and get a glass of punk lemonade.
That's pink lemonade. I've seen it.
It's punk. I've tasted it.
All right, folks, right this way for an opportunity to win fame and fortune. Your athletic prowess against Hydrogen Hansky, the Balkan Bomber, born with 3 sets of biceps and has held every wrestling title in the United States and Europe.
Oh, wrestler.
Light heavyweight, junior light heavyweight, heavy light junior weight, lightweight junior heavy, heavy junior lightweight, and also a hula hula champion in the Cooch's Cooch Can division.
Say, McGee, isn't that?
Why, sure it is. Horatio K. Boomer. Hi, Boomer.
Ah, yes. The sound of shovels digging up a dead path. Ixnay, I can cray, ump, chay, if the ox, kay, hear that aim, nay, I'm an ed day, uck day. Yes, yes, Steve, step right up, friends. $25 in cash to anyone who can stay one round with Hydrogen Hansky, the Balkan Bomber, that mass of muscle and barrel of brawn from the back of beyond. Hydrogen? Development of the region of the trapezoid, friends. This magnificent development was caused by years of trying to recover stuck nickels and pay telephones. I just show the people how you can tear a telephone book into microscopic fragments with your bare hands.
My gosh.
Ah, that's a pretty thin telephone book. Where's that from, sir?
That, my pretty, is the telephone directory of Naked Joe, Missouri. We select a small community so as not to frighten the citizens with the superhuman strength of this magnificent anthropoid.
Oh, he's an anthropoid.
All right, folks. Who has the courage and audacity to wrestle Hydrogen Hansky one round for the sum of $25?
Hey, I'll take him on.
What? McGee, no, he'll kill you. And your insurance lapsed yesterday. Please, dearie, don't you get in there with him.
Take it easy, kiddo, take it easy. For $25, I'd wrestle Gargantua in a 3-foot ring. All right, one side there, folks. Let me through there.
Oh, now, McGee.
Okay, Boomer, I'm your man, boy.
Hey,
were simply magnificent. How did you ever do it?
Oh, shucks. Nothing that any red-blooded American boy couldn't have done with a little conniving. The easiest 12 and a half bucks I ever made, too.
$12? Did you say $12 and a half?
Yep.
I thought you were to get 25.
Well, I was to get 25, but I thought it was only fair to split with the wrestler.
Hydrogen Hunsky? But why?
My gosh, kiddo. Don't you know who that guy was? That wrestler? That was Fred Nittany.
Fred's the fellow from Sky Rock, Illinois. I mean, he had a bar.
River and Molly return in a moment. Molly, may I have a word with you?
Certainly, Mr. Wilcox.
I have been asked by the subscribers to the Telegraph Delivery Service, representing 5,500 retail and wholesale florists, to present you with this award, Mother of the Year for 1950.
Well, my goodness, I...
It's made in the dual recognition of your successful career as one of America's foremost radio entertainers and your more important role as a real-life American mother.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilcox. And thank you, subscribers to the Telegraph Delivery Service. It's a great honor, and I accept it gratefully. What do you think of that, McGee?
I think it's wonderful, kiddo. It's always amazed me how you could send flowers by wire anyway. Yeah. When you think of some guy walking maybe from California to New York, along them telegraph wires, 40 foot off the ground, carrying a basket of flowers to somebody's mother for by George...
No, pal. Look, a florist in one place wires a florist in another place. They don't walk the wires. That's silly.
Yeah, dangerous, too. Good night.
Good night, all, and a special good night to mothers everywhere.